With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson is in Israel for meetings with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the food crisis in Gaza. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana Republican says the biggest challenge is preventing Hamas terrorists from stealing food shipments and reselling them on the black market.
I spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu about this myself, and he is resolved, of course, to make sure that aid is delivered. The nation of Israel and the U.S. will be involving now the latest development, I believe, is Samaritan's Purse will be involved. And they have credibility on the world stage. They have delivery mechanisms and systems that have been proven in times of crisis everywhere around the world, and that'll be a great development. I think a lot more aid will be delivered, but of course they're going to need military assistance because the terrorists are stealing it.
Speaker Johnson's full this week on Capitol Hill. The interview will be seen starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. And Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel has no interest in governing Gaza, but would like to transfer control of the region to civilian Arab forces who will govern properly and not threaten Israel. The Prime Minister spoke following the Israeli Security Cabinet's approval of a plan to have the military take charge in Gaza City. President Trump boosting the federal law enforcement presence in Washington, D.C., at least for the next week or so.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the city has been plagued by violent crime and the increased federal presence will protect innocent citizens. The move follows the president's suggestion Monday that his administration could take over running the city.
Either they're going to straighten their act out in the terms of government and in terms of protection, or we're going to have to federalize and run it the way it's supposed to be run.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
An end-of-the-week rally underway on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is up 256 points. The Nasdaq ahead 176. This is SRN News. A state athletic organization goes all in on transgenderism.
USA Fencing recently announced it will not allow men to compete in the women's divisions. But the Minnesota chapter didn't like that and has responded by declaring they'll have no divisions. All fencers, men and women, will have to compete against each other in one large open category. Minnesota Fencing has released a statement criticizing USA Fencing's transgender ban and referring to the Minnesota Human Rights Act. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israeli airline El Al reports that its Paris office has been vandalized with anti-Israel graffiti. Corporate officials are calling the act deeply disturbing as tensions between France and Israel run high. The graffiti was discovered yesterday morning. The El Al offices were unoccupied at the time of the incident. No one was hurt. The incident comes amid diplomatic friction following French President Macron's pledge last month to recognize a Palestinian state. This is SRN News. Cost of borrowing for a home declines again.
Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.63%. That's the lowest level since early April and just shy of its low for the year. Mortgage rates have fallen 3 weeks in a row. The latest pullback reflects a sharp drop in long-term bond yields, which lenders use as a benchmark for pricing home loans. Even so, mortgage rates remain relatively close to their highs this year of around 7%. That's helped keep the housing market in a deep sales slump. I'm Alex Vega.
President Trump is ordering an investigation into whether banks have discriminated against conservatives and certain industries such as gun manufacturers and cryptocurrency companies. The executive order signed by President Trump addresses so-called debanking. That's where banks close accounts or refuse business with certain industries. More details at srnnews.com.